This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم ونم علينا يا عظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد After the praise to Allah Almighty and peace be upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم I testify that there is no God except Allah and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah and Alhamdulillah For a blessed gathering, the gathering of angels, gathering of light that takes place in this mosque regularly, especially every Monday and Thursday, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unites those beautiful hearts of the brothers and sisters from the youth to get together for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try and increase their knowledge about Allah. To love Allah more and to get closer to Allah for knowledge, my brothers and sisters, increases your relationship between you and Allah and makes you to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. And the more you know about Allah Azza wa Jal, the more you love Him, and the more you love Him, the more you get closer to Allah Almighty. And as much as you know about Allah Azza wa Jal, as much as you know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As much as you know about Allah Azza wa Jal, as much as you know that you know less about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Shafi'i says about the general knowledge, every time I increase my knowledge that I lack a lot of knowledge. Then how about Allah Almighty, the one with unlimited attributes, the one with unlimited strength, the one with unlimited mercy, the one with unlimited power, Allah Azza wa Jal. For tonight, Ikhwani, we continue with one of the great companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those men that stood by the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, and those men who fought with the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, and those men who lived for Islam and died for Islam. Those men for us to take as an example, for us to follow. That are the companions, Sahabat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahabat Rasulullah, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, who says, whoever loves them for their love, he loves me. And whoever hates them for the hatred, he hates me. Whoever loves them for my love, for their love, he loves me. And whoever hates them for their hatred, he hates me. That are the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And we're starting with the greatest companions, those ones who the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam promised paradise in this world. And there are not only 10, as I said before. There is more than 10 companions who the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam promised paradise in this world. But those 10 companions were those ones who the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam promised paradise at once. And he says, Abu Bakr in the paradise, Umar in the paradise, Ali in the paradise, Uthman in the paradise, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas in the paradise. Talha ibn Ubaydillah in the paradise. Az-Zubayr ibn Awam in the paradise. Abdul Rahman bin Auf in the paradise. Abu Ubaidah al-Jarrah in the paradise. Radiyallahu ta'ala anhum wa ardahum. They are the 10 companions who the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised paradise in this world. We spoke about Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. We spoke about Umar briefly. And then Uthman. And then was Ali. And 2 weeks ago we spoke about Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala an. For tonight inshaAllah we'll speak about two great companions. Who their names, if one of them is mentioned, it's all the time the second name is related. Those two companions, Talha ibn Ubaidillah radiallahu ta'ala an, and Al-Zubayr ibn Al-Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa radiallahu ta'ala anhuma wa anhum ajma'in. Those two companions who were one of the beginning people who became Muslims, who were one of those from the day one when Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu called people to the deen of Allah azza wa jal, they followed. From those 10 companions, 6 of them were through Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, and one of those two of those 6 is Talha ibn Ubaidillah and Al-Zubayr ibn Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. We start with Talha ibn Ubaidillah and we relate to Zubayr every here and then. Talha ibn Ubaidillah, from the people of Quraysh, one strong, firm, brave teenager who became a Muslim at a young age. And to his Islam, and the story of Islam is an amazing story. Where radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to be a successful businessman, tradesman. He used to trade between Mecca and Syria. I wonder when he was in Syria, one of the monks or priests tells Talha, "Where are you from?" He said, "I'm from Mecca, Baytullah al-Haram." So the monk priest tells him, "Then it's you are from that city where a prophet is due to come out very soon. Or maybe he is out now. Have you heard of a man whose name is Ahmad?" So Talha says, "A man by the name of Ahmad, never heard before." He says, "But it is a time due for a prophet to come out, and he's from the Arabs, and he's from the holy city, and his name is Ahmad." So Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu went back and started to search until he heard that there's a man, his name is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, calling people to a new religion that they've never experienced before. And he says that he gets revelation from Allah Almighty. And then he found out that was Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu standing with the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. So he said, "Muhammad and Abu Bakr together on one thing, by Allah them two will never gather on an astray or on an evil." So he said, "By Allah I'll become a Muslim with them." That's the reputation that the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam had before Islam. And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu also had before Islam. They were highly respected and they were highly to be considered as honest and trustworthy. By Allah, Abu Bakr and Muhammad together on one thing, definitely they would never them two with those good qualities and the good qualities that we've experienced out of them to be together on a bad thing, on evil. By Allah, our witness is no God except Allah, and Muhammad is the Prophet, the Messenger of Allah. So he was one of those first people who became Muslim with Sa'd ibn Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the rest of the other companions. And there was Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu that stood by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and side by side and fought with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. In a battle of Uhud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he stood firm and strong with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. That the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and Abu Bakr is one of them, he said, the day of Uhud, it's that day for Talha. A day that was all for Talha. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu was firm, protecting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam from one side, and fighting against the non-believers who are trying to attack the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam on another side. That day is a day for Talha. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned Talha, and nicknamed him Talha al-Khayr, Talha al-Fayyad, Talha al-Jud. He named him 3 different names that relate to generosity. Talha the man of generosity. Talha the man that gives. Talha the one with generosity. Radiallahu ta'ala an Talha. Talha is the one that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when that verse was revealed, من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. From the believers there are men that had fulfilled their truth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. They have fulfilled the promise they made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر. Some of them had already passed away in the path of Allah, and the others are waiting. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Talha is a man had passed away still living on earth from those believers. Talha is a man qada nahbahu fil ard, a man that passed away but still living on earth, a man that fought and struggled in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever would like to look at a man that passed away, and from those ones who Allah had mentioned, فَمِنُهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ, those ones who had passed away, then look at Talha. Talha ibn Ubaidillah. His name is not very common and not many people know him. But it's our duty from these lessons to know those great companions like Talha ibn Ubaidillah, like Zubayr ibn Awam that we're speaking about tonight. And with the Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, another great teenager that fought and struggled in the path of Allah from a young age, like Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu became a Muslim at the age of 15. He became a Muslim at the age of 15. And Zubayr ibn Awam, he is the first cousin to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Zubayr's mother Safiya is the auntie of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, his father's sister. Safiya is the auntie of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and Zubayr is the son of Safiya. And he's also the brother-in-law of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Adil al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that he was married to Asma. Al-Zubayr was married to Asma bint Abi Bakr, the sister of Aisha, the wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So you could see the close relationship between Zubayr ibn Awam radiallahu ta'ala an and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Zubayr is that man that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Zubayr is one of my Hawari. Hawari is a close companion. Zubayr is one of my Hawari. Zubayr is one of my Hawari. For every Prophet they had Hawaris, close companions. And Zubayr is one of my Hawari. Zubayr and Talha are my neighbors in the paradise. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he established the brotherhood between the companions, two by two. And Talha and Zubayr were those two companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, established their brotherhood in Mecca before they migrated to Medina. As Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in one of the battles, the battle of Khandaq, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after he was betrayed by Bani Qurayda, he asked the companions, who is willing to go and get the news and spy on Bani Qurayda? So Zubayr got up and said, oh Prophet Allah, I'll do. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam once again asked, who will go and spy on Bani Qurayda and get the news? So Zubayr got up again and said, oh Prophet Allah, I'll do. And the third time he said, who will get up and go and spy on Bani Qurayda and get me the news of Bani Qurayda? So the Prophet Muhammad, so Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu got up the third time and said, oh Prophet Allah, I'm willing. No other companion stood up except Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, I am willing to go and sacrifice that sacrifice. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Zubayr is my Hawari. Zubayr is my close companion. Zubayr is my close companion. And Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first companion to draw the sword in Islam. He was the first companion, first Muslim ever on the surface of this earth after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his messenger. He draws the sword in Islam. When he heard a rumor going out that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was killed, so radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in a time of hardships and persecution from among the people of Mecca, radiallahu ta'ala anhu drew his sword, going around looking for who killed the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, until he met face to face with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So sallallahu alayhi wasalam told him, oh Zubayr, what's wrong? He said, the Prophet of Allah, I heard a rumor that you were killed, and I came out looking for that killer that killed you. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua for him. The Prophet alayhi salatu was salam made dua for Az-Zubayr. Radiallahu ta'ala an Talha wa Az-Zubayr. Both of them, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who had a lot of money, and they used to give a lot of money in the path of Allah. They used to give their money and their wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sacrifice all that sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they used to compete with one another, loving one another. And the Talha and Zubayr were one of those two of the six that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu assigned after his death to be one of those who to be elected as a khalifa. And Zubayr and Talha pulled out for Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then when it was the death of Uthman, they were the first people to go and give bay'ah to Ali ibn Abi Talib. At-Talha and Zubayr, they were the first people to go and give bay'ah to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But later on, when they went to Mecca, and then they went from Mecca performing Umrah to Iraq, they were calling for a retaliation for Uthman. And because of that delay, a fitna happened. Not because Al-Talha and Zubayr were against Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is because of the delaying of the retaliation for Uthman. And that's why you have some people who look down at Talha and Zubayr saying they were the heads and the figures of that fitna against Ali. No, Al-Talha and Zubayr, they weren't against Ali. They were the first people to give bay'ah to Ali. Even the narration says they were the first people to call people to come and give bay'ah to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When the fitna happened, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was killed, the Medina and the Muslim state was in loss. That the people that killed Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they're the ones that were ruling Medina for a month. Until Talha and Zubayr got up and they said, by Allah, there is no one more suitable to be given the bay'ah to except Ali. So they ran to Ali and they put their hands in Ali's hand and they gave him bay'ah and they called everyone to give him bay'ah. But later on, the fitna started over something simple. And then when Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu met with the Talha and Zubayr in Iraq, he was with them. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was on the back of a camel in that small house they used to put and build on a hump of the camel. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu told Talha, oh Talha, you get the wives of the Prophet to fight with and you leave your own wives at home. And then it looked at Zubayr and told him, oh Zubayr, remember that day when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam told you, what do you like, or what's your looks of Ali? What do you look at Ali as? Do you love Ali? So Zubayr said, why shouldn't I love someone who is my first cousin? Because Ali is the first cousin of Zubayr. Someone who is my first cousin and the relative of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and one of the believers. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam told Zubayr, by Allah, you'll fight against him and you're in the wrong. He told Zubayr, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told Zubayr in front of Ali, by Allah, you'll fight against him, wa anta zalim, and you are in the wrong. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu reminded the Zubayr of that. He told him, remember when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said such and such on that day? So Zubayr said, by Allah, I remember and I forgot it and I withdraw from everything. And he walked out. Him and Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhum, but it was too late until they were killed by the same killers of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And that's where the battle filled in. The battle of Waqat al-Jama and Waqat Siffin started because of that killing. Everything was nearly to be solved and everyone was going home. And alhamdulillah, everything to be back to normal. But when they killed Talha and Zubayr, those ones who with Talha and Zubayr saw that as a betraying from Ali, so the war started. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted this, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this when he was alive. Two great parties of my nation will fight one another. Two great parties from my nation will fight one another. And it was that two parties of Ali and Muawiyah, or Talha and Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Talha and Zubayr, when they passed away, Ali ibn Abi Talib is the one that buried them. And Ali ibn Abi Talib, he said, me, Talha and Zubayr and Uthman, we are from those ones who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, believers that do not have a grudge or hatred against one another. By Allah, I heard the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say about Talha and Zubayr, they are my neighbors in the paradise. They are my neighbors in the paradise. Talha and Zubair, two great companions, Talha ibn Ubaidillah and Zubair ibn Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And they used to compete in the names. Talha radiallahu ta'ala an used to name his children after the names of the prophets. As Zubair, he said, Talha names his children after the names of the prophets, and the last prophet is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So there's no more prophets after the Prophet alayhi wasallam. But me, I'll name my name after the name of the shuhada. I'll name my name after the name of the shuhada, because the shuhada are till the day of judgment. And that's why the names of the children of Talha, the names of the children of Talha are the names of the prophets. And the names of the children of Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhum are all the names of the companions, all the names of the companions that passed away in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Zubair was a man that all the time looked forward to die in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. All the time looked forward to die in the path of Allah. And it was being described as a man, one man gang to fight by himself on the battlefield. You see Talha, they said if Talha is fighting with 100,000, you see the 100,000 by themselves and Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu by himself. A man that used to fight like a gang by himself. A man that used to fight like a nation by himself. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he heard about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being surrounded by the non-believers in Mecca, and non-believers in Uhud, he ran and he jumped until he started to protect the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. And then after the battle of Uhud was over, the non-believers walked out and went back to their city, Mecca, thinking they demolished Muhammad and his army. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from his tactics, he arranged a 70 companion, he arranged 70 companions and put Abu Bakr and Zubair ibn Awam as the two generals of those 70 companions, and to follow up with the people of Mecca. So the people of Mecca then think, you know, Muhammad has been fully destroyed, and Gaham thinking they've fully been demolished. When they came, the non-believers saw a big group, a big army coming to attack them. They said, but Allah, Muhammad is still surviving and still got strength from behind him. So they then think to come back on Medina. Radiallahu ta'ala an Talha wa radiallahu ta'ala an Az-Zubair. Another great companion, Abdul Rahman bin Auf. A great companion with a great history. And one of those companions who from the beginning who became Muslims and stood by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and donated his wealth to the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, Abdul Rahman bin Auf is one of the rich companions who will enter the paradise crawling. Abdul Rahman bin Auf will enter the paradise crawling. And Abdul Rahman bin Auf, he said about himself, that's how successful he used to be when it comes to making money. He said, by Allah, if I grab a rock, if I carry a rock, I'll find under it gold and silver. That's how successful he used to be when it comes to business, when it comes to money. When he migrated from Mecca to Medina, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had no wealth. All his wealth was taken by the non-believers. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was establishing the brotherhood between a companion from Mecca with a companion from Medina. And he established the brotherhood between Abdul Rahman bin Auf and Sa'd ibn Rabi'. And Sa'd ibn Rabi' was one of the wealthy companions in Medina. So he told Abdul Rahman bin Auf, or Abdul Rahman, by Allah, everyone knows in Medina that I'm one of the most wealthiest people in it. And I'm willing to share half of my wealth. You take half and I take half. And I've got two wives. Choose which one you like, I'll divorce and you could get married to her after Iddah. That's the true brotherhood. So Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala an, he said, may Allah bless you and bless your wealth for you, but tell me where the market is. So he went and he started to deal, trade, business. Day after day, after a month, he comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a smile on his face. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, oh Abdul Rahman, I see you smiling, I see you happy. What's the happiness? What's the reason from behind this happiness? He said, the Prophet Allah, I got married. So the Prophet ﷺ told him, on what? He said, on a seed weight of gold. In a few months, he made that money. And he used to make so much money that at the time of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or Umar, after the death of the Prophet ﷺ, a great caravan comes of 700 camels. 700 camels, yani every camel these days is worth $1,000, so you could imagine, camels, 700 of them, carried with all the stock and products and goods from Syria. And all the people in Medina were amazed, like, you know, what a wealth, what a business, big trade. So everyone started to speak about it. So Aisha asked, what's going on outside? So they said, it's the caravan of Abdurrahman bin Auf. So Aisha started to shake her head and say, by Allah, I heard the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, Abdurrahman bin Auf will enter the paradise crawling. So when the news came back to Abdurrahman bin Auf, he said, by Allah, I want to enter the paradise running. It's all in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then added the whole 700 camels for the sake of Allah Almighty. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to tell him, Oh Abdurrahman, by Allah, I've seen you entering the paradise, crawling. So move into it. Yani make it, rush into it. Then crawl, run into it. And that's why Abdurrahman ibn Auf used to give and give. That they said at the end, everyone in Medina had some wealth from Abdurrahman. Third was given to him some wealth. Third was, he used to cover the debts. And third, he used to donate to them. That's Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Just gives and gives and gives and gives. And he had so much wealth that he used to cry. He used to cry about it. That once he sat down on a table of food. And then he started to cry. He said, by Allah, Mus'ab ibn Umar passed away, didn't have anything. Then the Prophet ﷺ was trying to cover him with a cloth. If he covers his face, his feet will show. If he covers his feet, his face will show. And Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away and had nothing. And here we are in this luxury. By Allah, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ will go past a month and a month and a month. There's not even fire of food being cooked in his house. Fire to cook the food has not even been turned on in his house. And here we are, we're really relaxed. I'm worried by Allah that Allah has given us our hasanat in this world before the hereafter. That's how much fear they used to have. That all they think about and care is the paradise. He was worried that Allah has given him his rewards in this world and he missed out in the hereafter. And that's why it's been narrated so many times when he used to see the luxury and the comfort they used to be in, he used to cry. And Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anh was one of those companions who also been elected or selected by Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu to be chosen as a khalifa after him. And then it was all the companions wanted to give him the khilafah. When those six were chosen, after everyone looked at Abdurrahman bin Auf, there is no one more suitable than Abdurrahman bin Auf. So everyone wanted to give the khilafah to Abdurrahman bin Auf. So Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu pulled down and said, I do not accept no responsibility of a position like a khilafah. I nominate Uthman, and he got up and gave bay'ah to Uthman. So everyone got up and gave bay'ah to Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala an, when he was passing away, the wife of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, Aisha, she said she wanted to give him the honor to be buried next to the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam and Abu Bakr and Umar. But he said, by Allah, I had my brother in this world, Uthman bin Maz'un. We promised that anyone that dies before the other to be buried next to him. So he went and was buried next to Uthman bin Maz'un, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, ajma'in. So it's Talha ibn Ubaidillah, Al-Zubayr ibn Awam, and Abdurrahman bin Auf, three great companions from the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam from day one, fought and struggled in the path of Allah to uphold the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam guaranteed their position in the paradise in this world. Yani no question asked to the paradise. They would even get near the hellfire. And they'll be in the highest positions in the paradise. Radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So we spoke about Abu Bakr, we spoke about Umar, we spoke about Uthman, we spoke about Ali, we spoke about Sa'd, and we spoke about Zubair and Talha and Abdurrahman bin Auf, and inshallah, the last two companions to finish them off next Monday. May Allah Azza wa Jal open our hearts to what we hear and make us act upon what we hear and learn and follow the great path of those great companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ja'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawl fayattabi'una ahsana. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Allahumma ihdina wa ihdibina wa ja'alna sababan liman ihtada. Ihdi ummata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aslih ummata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا ربنا قريب مجيب للدعوات انصر الإسلام والمسلمين دمر كفرة وملحدين اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير ومن أراد بهم غير ذلك فخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم اتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ Just a quick announcement for the sisters. A function taking place at TUMA Center, Bajama Jammy Jam, 69 Croydon Street, this Saturday, 25th June, at 6:30 p.m. sharp to 9 p.m. Bring your pillow, blanket, and your friend to our night filled with fun activities and yummy treats. Cost $7. Entry, dress code, of course, abayat, until you go in, strictly simple pajama wear. Age from 12 years and over, and youth membership, $15. Okay, so once again, an activity taking place this Saturday at 69 Croydon Street, UMA Center, 6:30 p.m. for the sisters, and strictly for the sisters. Subhanakallah, bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka, wa natubu ilayk.